Today, scientists issued a frightening warning to the nation's transportation planners, raising the specter of flooded airports, buckling highways, and dried-up ports. As NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, the culprit is climate change, and the potential costs are staggering.
What Hurricane Katrina did to transportation shocked just about everyone.
Just look at that. Highway 90 still underwater down there.
Mississippi TV station WLOX showed some of the first pictures.
I'm standing here in front of the Biloxi Ocean Springs Bridge, or what used to be the Biloxi Ocean Springs Bridge. Words cannot describe how this looks.
The message from the National Research Council to transportation planners is, get used to more extreme weather like this and start preparing for it now. Jerry Schwartz chairs the panel that wrote the report. He says much of the transportation system, including 60,000 miles of highways, major airports, railroads, low-lying tunnels, and ports, will be increasingly vulnerable to flooding and sea level rise.
Storms that come now of greater intensity that come on higher sea levels will go further inland. We are going to have to either elevate or protect our airports, elevate or protect all of our transportation systems. Ideally, move some of it further away from the coast.
The country's midsection will need to adapt, too. Drier conditions and more evaporation mean less water to fill the St. Lawrence Seaway, the Great Lakes, the Mississippi River, and other vital inland waterways. Ships will find it harder to navigate, and docks may not be long enough once the water recedes. Throughout the country, more hot days are likely to buckle asphalt, stress bridge joints, and deform railroad tracks. Heat also makes it harder for planes to take off. Is there any place where climate will make transport easier? Maybe in the Arctic, where ice will yield to open water. But on land, it will be another story, says Schwartz, because the permafrost, the solid foundation builders counted on, is melting.
There's certainly the potential for severe damage to major highways, pipelines, airports in the Arctic.
The study calls for changes at every level of government. Right now, says co-author Louisa Piwanski, climate scientists and transportation professionals don't even talk to each other. Piwanski is commissioner of the Massachusetts Highway Department. She says transportation officials examine practically everything else.
We take a look at traffic forecasts, and we take a look at potential land use changes and population, but we really have not. I don't think any state has formally incorporated climate change into thinking. That needs to change.
Revamping the transportation system could cost hundreds of billions of dollars, but the National Research Council study says not doing it could end up costing much more. The study says climate scientists can increasingly zero in on what will happen locally. In fact, the federal government has just completed its first major regional study of climate and transportation. It picked 48 counties along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Alabama. Co-author Virginia Burkett is with the U.S. Geological Survey. She says much of this area is sinking, so sea level will rise faster along the Gulf than elsewhere.
If sea level rises 4 feet, 24% of the interstate highways would be inundated, 28% of the arterial roads, 72% of the ports, and 9% of the rail lines.
And she says a 4-foot rise in sea level isn't at all unlikely. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News.